Welcome, everyone, to your ongoing journey or a leap into a new world of opportunity. Inside Japan Podcast is a stepping stone for your next adventure. It is a show filled with informative interviews, perspectives on local life, and how you can master your path into the unknown. For today, kick back and listen to the wisdom of our host, James.
James here, coming at you with episode number 139 of the Inside Japan Podcast. Did you miss us here? Missed the show last week. It's the first time all in 2020 we didn't miss a single show. 2021, we already missed one, so apologize for that. A lot of stuff going on here. I'm not going to bore you with it, though. It's all I talk about is boring you with the situation right now that I'm going in. First-time listeners have no idea what's going on. Before I get to the story, though, let's get to it. Jobsinjapan.com. That's the place you got to go when you want to find a great job in Japan. Jobsinjapan.com has a great search feature. They have a great way to put a video resume on the website. It's a great way to find a job. So if you're not doing it already, get over there. Jobsinjapan.com is where you got to be. Solo show coming at you here. And yeah, if anyone doesn't know, real quick, real briefly, just moved into the new house here. Obviously, nothing set up. I'm recording this. It's a step up from the closet, though. I'll tell you that. It's definitely a step up from the closet. I'm in my office room. However, it's four walls, and I'm recording on the carpet, so you know what I'm coming from. Still not set up yet. It takes a long time, a lot longer than I expected or I wanted to. It's really not fun, actually. But, you know, it's exciting to have their own house and stuff. But getting here and getting it all set up is tough. Tough for everybody. Kids got nothing to do. Endless people. You got to pay stuff. It's tough. But today we're going to have fun here for the next 20 or so minutes. I'm going to tell you about my experience with a bank that I think not a lot of people talk about when talking about transferring money and having a bank account. That's called Sony Bank. And that's the one I use to live here. So yeah, I thought it'd be interesting to talk about it. Whenever you talk, I mean, first of all, you know, why do you need to have a bank to transfer money to? If you're living in Japan, you don't always need to have a bank that you can transfer money to America. Some people don't need it at all. It's, you know, if you're just working as an ALT for a year and you want to live in Japan and take the money with you, that's cool. But if you're working long term, usually it's better to have a kind of way to send money back to your main bank account. When I say main, I mean the bank account at your home country. If you never plan on moving back, hey, it's a little different. But it's usually a good idea to have a system to send money back to your home for whatever reason that is. There's a lot of options available to you. The biggest ones are TransferWise, for sure. I mean, that's the one everyone knows. You have WorldRemit, GoRemit, which used to be GoLoids, which is the one I used. And these are all very comparable in my experience. I think TransferWise is probably the easiest one. Like, just it's kind of easier set up, and they kind of know that they know how to deal with English stuff more. So if you're just sending not large amounts of money, TransferWise is probably the way to go, in my opinion. Just simple. Yeah, the fees aren't the best in the class, but it's fine. You know, it's just fine. Get the job done. You can do it at the ATM easily. It's really simple, and you get the money fast. That's all you need. But for me, I had to send a little bit more than a little bit of money. Enough for a down payment at a house in America was a little bit different deal. And first, before I get to my kind of full review of Sony Bank, I want to get to the kind of odyssey I went through to figure out what was the best method of getting money from, you know, Japan to America. I will say, I hate when people say funny. This is a funny story because it's never that funny, but in my experience, I said, I don't know, I was asking my friends, like, what's the best way to get, you know, send a large amount of money from different country to one? What do you think it is? You know, they don't know anything about Japan, but what's your opinion? And they were saying, why don't you do Bitcoin? If you buy Bitcoin, you could, you know, sell it when you get back to America and get the money. I was like, I wish I took that advice now because I'd have a lot of money right now. But unfortunately, that was a little bit too risky for the down payment we've been saving for 7 years for. So we didn't go with that. So we had to find a bank that would transfer our money. So there's a lot of options available to you. Some of those options are the ones I mentioned before. Another option is using your own bank, your Japanese bank, to wire money. So when I did that, first of all, that was our first option. You know, like, that's the simplest. Hey, we have money in this bank. It's called Nishinihon City Bank. We said, let's just direct transfer the money to America, to our bank account in America. That's my original plan. Went in there with my wife, too, to kind of soften the foreigner shock, you know. it's always a smart thing to do. And I explained the situation. They acted like I wanted to literally kill the Emperor of Japan. That was my goal when that with their face when I said I want to send how much money I wanted to send. And what I, just for the reference, I'm sending a lot of money, but it's not six figures, right? It's enough for a down payment in a house. That's all I'm going to say. A lot of money, several tens of thousands, right? And they acted like I just said, I literally, here's my murder plan for killing the emperor. Their eyes went so wide. And that was kind of like my wife, you know, she rolled her eyes at that. She goes, yeah, we're not doing it here, because it was just the like they had never heard of the idea of sending money to another country before at this bank. It was like, oh, whoa, okay, hold on. We have to talk to this person real quick. They go get that person. Oh, whoa, 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 hold on. We got to talk to this person now. What are you, nuts? You know, we got to talk to this person. And it was just layer upon layer. We're sitting there. Eventually they say, we can't even do this at this branch. We have to go to the main branch in Fukuoka, which is like, you know, 45-minute drive or something. I was like, all right, well, we're not doing it here. This is just too much of a... And I don't know if that's because they really couldn't do it, because they didn't want to do it, because they're just too scared of doing it. I don't know. It was literally comedy how shocked they were at the idea of someone wanting to send that much money to an American bank account. It was funny, but I mean, it's not the first time I've seen stuff like that in Japan. When us as a foreigner, or you maybe not as a foreigner, but someone listening out there hears, you know, that you go to a store and ask for something and it's kind of outside of the norm, you know, they just flip out. So that was the first experience. That bank said was just like, okay, well, I guess this is not an option. Then we kind of go to more online options, right? So TransferWise, things like this. I started looking into it, right? So the problem with those kind of sites normally is that they have a cap on how much you can send. So again, like I said, if you're sending $1,000 a month or something like that, it's no big deal, right? It's kind of like you pay what you got to pay, but you're sending money back to your country easily. Once you get past that $10,000 mark, now you got problems, right? Usually, most of them I've seen have like $10,000 limits on the monthly limits. Some have $9,000 monthly limits. Some have $12,000 monthly limits, stuff like this. None of this stuff was attractive to me because I had, remember, this was still, I thought I planned early for this. This is still like 6 months before I was planning to leave. But still, I had only 6 months until I was planning to leave. So I didn't have all the time in the world, right? I had to kind of make my decision and get the money to America, you know, in some way, form or fashion, soon. So then somehow I found Sony Bank's offerings, and the tagline they got me with was like, you know, your bank account anywhere, or something like that, you know, normal marketing speak, you know. And so I was like, okay, well, this seems pretty good, and it seemed like they could do it. They have English service. I mean, not that I need it, but you know, English service is always good. I thought, you know, maybe they really care. The English part got me excited about was like, okay, maybe they are thinking about foreigners more, and foreigners obviously want to send money abroad, and maybe they can do that, you know, easily, you know, clearly. And they, you know, you can send money online on the app and stuff. I was like, whoa, they got an app. That's pretty cool. You know, any bank with an app. I was like, this is something I've never heard of, a bank with an app in Japan. I was like, okay, I'm in. You know, this is kind of cool. They also have a debit card you can use worldwide. You know, that was like, okay, well, you know, I don't care about debit cards. You shouldn't be using debit cards out there if you can avoid it. But I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. You know, this is pretty cool. It seems like a hip bank, a modern bank that I'm going to try to go with. So signed up for their account and had the plan of, it's actually what I should say, this, they also allow foreign currency accounts. So you can actually have American dollars in your account there. So my idea was, hey, I'll just put on my yen in that account and then transfer it to dollars and send the dollars to my American bank, you know? Just because then you don't have to worry about the transfer fees or whatever at the time going up or down. You get the yen. I decided to do it over time so I wouldn't get too screwed by the exchange rate and stuff. And then send it at one big chunk at the end, right? One big boom. Send it US dollars from Japan to my US dollars account in America. So, you know, at the start, things went off without a hitch. I put a huge chunk of our savings in the Sony Bank account, savings account. And every day or so, I'd put, you know, a few thousand, I would buy a few thousand dollars of U.S. dollars, right? And that was totally, totally cool. The exchange fee is like nothing. So it's really, really, really easy to do and really cool. And that was fine. Then I finally built up enough, you know, I exchanged all my yen basically to U.S. dollars outside of like maybe $10,000 I kept in Japanese yen just in case, a problem, you know. I said, okay, well, I want to make this, I want to transfer this to this certain, to my account in America. Well, then we get to our first kind of hiccup, where you have to, not hiccup, but task, is to register your foreign remittances. You have to fully register that. So you have to ask for all the information, normal stuff like that. And I sent all that in. I thought, okay, that's no problem. I can do that. Do that. Then I get sent back with a list of probably 12 questions I have to answer. And nothing like too bad. Like, I don't have to get any paperwork ready. It's just questions about what are you going to spend that money on? What are you going to do it for? Where'd you get this money? All those kind of questions I could answer with words. You know, I just write back an email. No problem. I was still totally, okay, this is acceptable. I understand this. Then I get next email, and it's like, well, we need to see the history of receiving some of this income for the last 3 months. So bank statements, right? I was like, okay, that's not a big deal. I can do that. Do that. Send it to them. Come back. Okay, we need to have proof of what you're spending this money on. I was like, oh, okay. Now we're getting kind of crazy. I explained this is I don't know the house we're going to buy, but we're going to buy a house, so we need this much for a down payment. Here are the average down payments that we might have. Say, oh, well, we can't really do that unless we know you're going to spend it for what you're going to spend the money on. It's like, oh, okay. So now we're getting kind of close to when I got to go. So I was thinking, like, okay, is there any way around this? Can I use it any other way? They said, well, you can use it for, daily use money or something. There's some other reason that they accept, like daily usage or something. So I'm like, okay, well, let's just go with that. So I put the register in again, said this is daily use money. And they wrote back with that, like, we need to know what you're spending the daily use money on. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to spend it for things like food and things. And they said, like, we need to know what area you're going to live around so we can see that, like, the competitive, you know, prices of things to make sure that's an appropriate amount. So, like, well, I'm going to live around here, and this is, you know, this is the normal thing of how much things cost and stuff. I said, like, well, maybe we're going to rent for a few months to just, till we're finding a house, things like that. I said, okay. That's okay, fine, that's cool. The maximum you could do is 20,000. Well, that's really not enough because I have more than that and I need more than that for when we do the thing. Do the big, you know, buy the house and stuff. So, well, we can do that at that time. Now, I know some of you out there is like, well, just do that, James. Do another transfer when it's time to buy the house. But as you can see now, I condensed it immensely. We're talking about like email back and forth, few days. Email back and forth, few days. Email back and forth, few days. We're probably in the third week of this kind of back and forth now. So I kind of wasn't really interested in starting that over again. So there's just another problem going to happen when I say, okay, now I want to transfer the rest of the money, you know? So I said, okay, is there any way we can get around this? Like, okay, well, here's the other option. Go to America, you find your house, and you send us a picture of the house you're going to buy. You send us the information about the house you're going to buy, and then we can do it. So I wasn't really hot on that. But then I realized, like, what's my other option now? Do I go if there's no quick way to do this. There's no quick, hey, I have a week left in Japan. I need to send this much money. Can you do it? They don't exist, right? Even went to the post office and said, like, okay, what can we do with this? Okay, we have to do a full background, full check of all your accounts before we can send this money. It takes about 2 weeks. I'm like, well, that's out. Anytime you get above this $10,000 limit, it seems like they got issues and they got to see where that money came from. I know this. I was reading some information about it. It all started from some money laundering from Japan to other countries. Now banks the government actually requires banks to get the addresses of all the foreign people they have. I mean, I don't know why they don't need the address of everybody, but they really made sure all the information was up to date about the foreign customers, and this is apparently part of that. Anything transferring more than $10,000 is a big deal, and you have to know where the money came from. So everyone wanted to know where the money came from. So like, oh, here's 3 months of bank statements. That's not enough. That doesn't equal this amount. Well, of course it doesn't equal that amount because I earned it over 7 years, you know. And they said, okay, well, we need to get some more. I would send more. Well, it's not really, numbers aren't really adding up here. It's like, yeah, am I supposed to send 7 years of bank account statements for you to understand that that's how, you know, it's just an earned amount over time, right? Like, you know, let's say you put 5 cents in the can for 10 years, you're going to have whatever money is left in that can in 10 years, right? It's a slow trickle of funds. That was not acceptable to anybody, even Sony Bank. So, you know, Sony Bank, and I have to say, during the whole time, Sony Bank was really nice about it. Like, they seemed like they wanted to do it, but for some reason, I don't know if it's the system on their end or whatever, I was not clicking the boxes for them to say, yes, this is okay to do. I don't know what those boxes were. I don't know who's making the end decision, but I was not clicking the boxes for them. But they were, to their credit, they were always working with me to try to make it happen. Of course, they could have talked, you know, the conversations back and forth were not the fastest, but they really were trying to make it work. I could tell that. They were like, okay, well, this is what we need. If we get this, maybe we can do it. And I would try that, like, doesn't quite add to, up to what we need. Here, this. But anyways, back to the where we're at in the story chronologically. So now we finally decide, okay, I said this, like, if I go back to America and I get this house, then you can guarantee it, you know, that I could do it. They couldn't guarantee, but they, like, you know, guaranteed. I was like, okay, cool. Go to America. Now I'm living with at my friend's house to, you know, job hunting. We found one house, not even the one we were intending to buy, just a house, right? I was like, oh, let's, you know, this is the house I want. Here it is. You know, this is the house we're going to buy here. Send my money, please. Remember, they still have basically all our money outside of $10,000. You know, and I need to buy a car and stuff too. So think about that. And I can't really use credit because remember, I'm trying to buy a house. So, you know, credit is important. You don't want to have to add more credit to your account quickly, you know? So at that point, we moved to America and I sent it back to them. They said back, okay, we need here. And this is their, another comeback. They said, okay, this looks good. This is the real estate. We need to have the history of your biggest deposits over the last year. Then we can do it. So now we're in America, right? And now it's a little bit difficult to get that stuff going. You know, I don't have like my copier, my office, all that stuff. And trust me, I got every single bank book I had, I brought them with me, everything we needed, I had it all with us, and I had a packet. I had to send them, like, you know, 14 pages of PDFs to the account, and they finally said, okay, it's okay, we're going to let it through. Then you think, okay, it's cool, James sending it. They said, okay, well, we need a copy of your updated, your foreigner card is going to expire this month. Can you send us an updated one? I said, how can I update it? You know, I'm in America right now. You know that. I can't update it. It was valid when I left Japan. Now it's no longer valid. Okay, well, we need a valid foreigner card to send the money back. Now, luckily, they waived that after I said, how can I, if I want to go back to do it, I literally can't because of coronavirus. So can we make some kind of exception here? And luckily, that was that. Somehow, they did it, and they said, "Okay, you can use your account for 6 more months, but at that point, you have to get it updated. After 6 months, I don't know what I'm going to do because I wanted that account anymore because I can't update it." But they did it. They sent the full amount to my bank in America, and then we bought this house with that money. I'm trying to say, like, make sure I'm saying how difficult it was. And I'm trying to give advice too, because I don't want to just tell you how bad I had it. I want to say, how can you avoid that? And if you're this kind of person that's doing the exact same thing, wants to move back with all your money, how did you do it? Well, start early, right? The earlier you start, the better. Like, literally, if you're trying to leave at the end of, say you want to leave in December, if you have more than $10,000 to send, you really need to start planning it months in advance, right? It cannot be a thing like, well, just make a quick stop and then send the money. It's not like that. It never will be like that. That's not how it works, right? You have to be able to show many, many documents and many, many bank statements. So keep everything too. And I know it's hard because there's no, like, you can't go online usually and check your bank statements like you can in America bank accounts. You have to, you know, have the bank books with you. I mean, it's annoying, but you got to do it. So just keep it with you. That's what I would do. And then maybe you can do it. It's going to be a hassle, and you're always going to be worried about it. That's one thing I was always worried about. Like, what if they said they need this? What if they said they need this? Was this something that was weighing on my mind the whole time, you know? And that's what really sucked. Because even though we got to America, we got some money with us, but we really wanted to, you know, have all our money because then we could buy a house, you know? And especially when I got to prove to the mortgage people, like, I have that much money. They're like, okay, do you really have that much money? I they don't have any proof when, like, it's, you know, they, of course I sent them the bank statements from Japanese websites, but, you know, they're not really that keen on listening to them. They're like, okay, well, this is definitely a bank statement, but Japanese bank, and they're not really talking with us about it. So they were not really hot about that either. Another problem with that is, like, they really wanted the money to be, you know, in the American banks, you know? So that was another thing, you know? So, you know, It's gonna be tough. It was definitely way tougher than I imagined, way tougher than I expected, and now it's over, and I'm glad it's over for sure because, you know, I didn't want to have to do that again. I don't want anyone to have to go through that because it was annoying. But Sony Bank has overall, what do I think about it, right? Who is it for? Well, it's for someone that, first of all, if you're most people that work the entry level job in Japan, like you got an ALT or or a Kaiwa job. Sometimes they tell you what bank you got to use. I mean, I remember when I was working there, they told me, like, you got to use this bank. I was like, okay, I guess I got to use that bank. There's no options about it. But if you're that kind of person that is going to send money back home and you do like to have an app for your phone, your bank and stuff, I think it's definitely a good choice. I also qualify for this thing called like clubs, and it was like club gold or something because I had so much money in American dollars. There's give you some kind of benefit. So like all my sending of money to America, even this huge amounts, was all free because I hit this club level of money, right? It's like, I think it was like you had to have more than $10,000 in there, more than $10,000 in American dollars in your account, you get club platinum or gold or whatever. And every time I sent money, totally free. That's what that the good part of Sony is it's free, right? If you have enough money in there, which is not the same for everyone. If you don't have the gold or whatever, though, it's still pretty good. I mean, it's still very, let's see, I'm looking right now. So yeah, if you're sending, even if you have the zero level, like you have $0 in your account, the fee to foreign countries is 3,000 yen per amount, right? Per transfer. But it doesn't matter how much, right? So if you send a lot, I mean, that's really great. TransferWise charges you a percentage, right? So for example, let's say I'm just sending on TransferWise $10,000, the maximum you could send in one time. I'd be paying $380 or $390 or so for that privilege, right? Sony Bank, though, on the other hand, is charging you $30, you know? And because I was gold status, when I was sent my big amount, it was free, totally free. So that's pretty cool, right? Another cool thing about Sony Bank is that debit card, right? So I told my wife, you know, I'm not going to use cash anymore in America. I'm just a credit card guy. That's the way to be. You don't need your cash anymore. I go to set up my friend's school, my son's school, and they said, you need to pay $15 for his iPad for the technology fee or whatever, you know, insurance. I was like, okay, cool. Can I use a credit card? Like, no, we only accept cash for that. I was like, oh. So what I didn't have any cash at all. So what do I do? I was like, how do I get cash? I have no cash. I don't have any bank cards right now. I mean, I can get them, but they have to mail them to me because I still just got to America at this point. You know, no time to set up anything that much. I said, well, I got this Sony bank card, and you supposedly can use it worldwide. Let me give it a shot. And I put it in the ATM, and damn, if it didn't shoot out the money that I need. So I was like, hey, I'm glad I got it, because there we go. It gave me the money I needed in America, and it came right out of my Sony bank account in Japan. So that was pretty cool. So I was like, yeah, that was definitely helped me out. I still have not used cash since that moment, one time, since I've been here now for, let's see, how many months now? 5 months almost, so... Can't complain there, right? So that is pretty cool. But yeah, Sony Bank is really cool. What I liked about it, what I felt, I mean, it's kind of awkward. The apps aren't like great apps. I mean, they do have apps, which is better than most places, most banks in Japan. They're not great. You have to have two apps because when you want to do a transfer, they have to send you this kind of like confirmation thing. You got to check it on one app. It's kind of annoying. Interface is not great, but they have an app, right? So if you care about that kind of stuff like me, Sony Bank's a good option. Also want to say they definitely acted like they cared about me. They wanted to make sure my money got sent to America. They just had some kind of, like, it just was something was not checking the boxes for them. I don't know what it was, but there was something about it. They were like, yeah, we still need this. I think they probably had to source a certain amount of money to be able to let it go. Like, source it as a legit source. Something like that, right? I think it was something to that effect. But they had to source a certain amount of money from a legit source and then be able to prove where I was going to spend that money at to let it go through. Because that seemed to be always the sticky point. It's like, well, can we get 4 months of bank statements? Can you explain this big deposit? It was always about that kind of stuff. And of course, I don't know behind the scenes stuff, but I know over the 10,000 mark is always a big deal. In America, too. You don't know it. A lot of people don't know it, but when you get cash of more than 10,000, they can watch your account extra hard, because to kind of make sure check what you're doing. They don't like watch what you're doing, but you have to fill a report out when you get more than $10,000 of cash in to kind of see where that's going. And Japan, I guess, doesn't do that exact thing, but it's a little bit different. They still got to check harder about where the money's going. So, and then I always wonder, like, what do like these like real high dollar people do when they're sending like millions away, like 3 million or something in a stock exchange, or not a stock exchange, but like what do they do? Because I had way less than a million, you know, less than a tenth of a million, But it was a huge hassle. I mean, I guess if you get to a certain amount, they don't care. They just, you pay what you got to pay to get it out. But I don't know. But that's my experience with Sony Bank. Transfer, is it better than TransferWise? No, definitely not. If you're sending small amounts, TransferWise is still the way to go, I think, just in terms of simple, the simplicity of it. But if you're looking for a way to send a lot of money and you're willing to take the time and you can, you know, plan ahead, Sony Bank is definitely a good option. Is it the best? No. I don't know what the best is, to be honest. I mean, a lot of people have a lot of opinions about how you do it. But I would say to stay, the safe way is TransferWise if you're sending not so huge amounts. If you want to send a huge amount, though, TransferWise is not the way to go because it's a true hassle. So if you have any opinions, though, please, I'm all ears. I want to hear about it because I do want to wish I could share more better information how to do this because the way I did it, it worked. I'm in a house now, but was it the best way? Definitely, definitely not. So in any case, that is it. I'll be back next week with Anming and a good interview about working in Japan. This episode was definitely not about working in Japan anyway, but hopefully you enjoyed it. Getting closer to having the office all put together. Should be a few more weeks, but until then, thanks so much for listening, and you know what to do. Have more fun. See ya.
I really hope you enjoyed today's Inside Japan podcast. Dive deeper into our world and learn more about what awaits you. Check out ALTinsider.com. And for regular, up-to-the-minute job postings, check into jobsinjapan.com for the next big gig. Please tune in for our regular excursions into the world of Japan, and good luck! Gambatte! Jobs in Japan.com.